Game On Football.
Sean Hussey here for Game On with Pico Lopez. Pico, big week ahead, especially off the back of that defeat on last Friday.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we're looking to bounce back. It was a really tight game against Dundalk, and they luckily managed to nick a goal, obviously, and they showed a sort of strength to sort of see the game out as well. But it's a great opportunity to bounce back against two big games against rivals.
Yeah, and does that add anything to it, the fact that losing to Dundalk has maybe opened up the title race that a little bit more, and you've got, like you said, two rivals that will want to do a job on you as well?
I wouldn't say that it sort of changes mentality. I think the mentality is always go out and win every week. And look, yeah, you lose a game, and it's the most important thing is trying to get back on to winning ways as quick as you can. And we'll try and do that against Bowles. And look, if we can do that, we'll follow it into Pats maybe and look for another 3 points. So that has to be the goal every week and every game is, right, whatever happened last game, we need to get 3 points of this one. So I suppose, yeah, you could say we're looking for a reaction, and hopefully we get one on Friday.
Does all the sideshow of a Dublin derby that comes with it, obviously being on RTE, it's going to be a sellout, does that add anything to the game? Does it change your preparations at all, or is it just what comes of being a Shamrock Rovers player?
Yeah, no, it doesn't really change anything, I think, from both ends. The derby itself is unique in that way. Like, it doesn't matter about the forms of the teams or where they are in the league, or, you know, I mean, if it's on telly or not. Like, you know what you're going to get come match day. It's going to be two teams like who don't like each other and going at each other and trying everything to win the game, and that's what it comes down to on the day. Like, who wants it more? Like,
I'm just going to talk about your experiences at the African Cup of Nations, obviously with Cape Verde. Do you think post that you're a more experienced, more rounded player, and also considering you're, you know, one of the experienced players here at Rovers, do you think that experience has helped you?
Yeah, definitely. I think my experiences over in Africa has probably made me a better person. As I say, I had some difficulties off the pitch that I probably didn't foresee going over there, and it's probably made me a bit more level-minded and being able to take in the circumstances like around me, and maybe that has transferred into being performances. I've been here a long time now, like, and been in the league a long time, so to sort of have experience in how to deal with the sort of big and intense and the intimidating atmosphere that these games sort of bring. And look, I just tried to share that with the team, like, and look, it's one of these games, well, anything can happen today, and you just have to be ready for it. So yeah, we'll make sure we're prepared.
And when you're looking back at the AFCON now, and you spoke there about some of the games you played in, obviously you had difficulty in the final game with illness, but when you think now and looking back, God, it was just such an incredible experience, and one you probably never thought you'd get, obviously playing underage football for Ireland as well. Is it that kind of off the cuffness that came with playing for Cape Verde that make it a little bit more special?
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. That sort of off the cuff, because they say, like, look, I always dreamed of playing international football. That I think I'll be playing for Cape Verde at this stage of my career now, and it's absolutely fantastic. Like, and yeah, like, sort of that off the cuff, like, sort of things. You find yourself in scenarios and situations where, like, everything's going out of control. It's out of your hands. Like, you're prepped before games, and then you're just thrown onto a pitch. Like, it could be 1 o'clock in the day in scorching heat in Africa. Like, and you just have to deal with it. Like, and that's sort of what I've been really enjoyed. That, like, not everything is perfect. You're not going to have the best sort of prep going up to your matches, or on the day something could go wrong. But you just have to get on with it. And I think that's a great sort of it's a great sort of help going into any big game. Like, that, no matter what happens, like, you just have to be ready for it and do your job as best you can.
Because always in Irish football, there's a limitedness of who's watching you. When you're playing the African Cup of Nations, you know, it's been, you know, shown all around the world. Is there that added sense of trying to do not just yourself justice, but also the league justice as well? Were you, maybe it was not in the forefront of your mind, but you're representing yourself and Shamrock Rovers here?
Yeah, no, it's not really in the forefront of my mind, as you say. Like, I just try and do my job. I think if you get caught up in the whole occasion, I'm representing the League of Ireland, representing Ireland, representing my family and the AFCON, like, you forget what your job is. Your job is there to play football and do your job in that team. What I will say is I had fantastic support from Bo here, like, from the league, from Shamrock Rovers, and like various other people across the league. Like, and it was great to see. Like, and just having that, like, sort of extra backing really sort of motivated me to really perform. Definitely.
When you signed for Rovers in the winter of 2016, things were a lot different then. You know, the last league title was 2011. When you see it now and the job that Stephen Bradley and his staff have done, he spoke a couple of months ago when he was linked with the Lincoln job about unfinished business at Rovers. Do you think that, as a group, you know, is European success now? Is that the next stage for this group?
It's a lot of things. I think we need to go and win the league, retain the league, and make a three in a row. If possible, that'd be fantastic. Hopefully, add another cup as well to that. Like Europe has always been a goal of mine and been a goal of the team since we've been there, to try and qualify the group stages, and we'll be definitely going hard at it this year to try and crack that. But that's down the road. So say we're not looking past Friday, which is important as well, to keep ourselves focused and keep ourselves grounded on our bread and butter. But yeah, definitely, there's always unfinished business while you're playing.
And a lot of people all year, and Stephen Bradley's probably sick in the face of talking about the squad and how good a squad it is and how do you keep everyone happy. With this run of games, you have obviously Finn Harps away on the horizon, always a difficult game before European action kicks off. Is this a time where the whole squad is needed and that ability to bring in players and rest and rotate players but ahead of those European games? Because obviously that will also be a goal, but you don't want to lose track of the league as well.
100%. Like, we always stress on how important the squad is. Like, and I think that's been evident already this season, where you see how many people come on and make impacts, or you're down players for whatever reason, and people are ready to step in and fill the gap. Like, and this would be no different. To say we've had plenty of weeks where we have a lot of games in a short period of time. The next sort of month or so is going to be like that as well. So everyone has to be ready, and I think the squad know that. Like, and players are ready to step in at any opportunity.
And obviously you've been on both sides of the divide in this derby. It's a huge game in Irish football. Do you think it's intensified over the last, say, 5 years, maybe from your time being here at Rovers, that the game is getting bigger and bigger, and you know, we're seeing more and more sellouts for these games, particularly here at Tallaght Stadium? Has it grown again, do you think? Do you think that the product even on the field has grown?
Yeah, definitely. I think, look, the numbers don't lie. Like, there's more people tuning in. There's more people being in the stands and in the seats in the stadiums for the game. Like, so everyone wants to see what the big attraction is. And obviously, the Shamrock Rovers versus Bohemians is probably one of the biggest games in the league. Like, on the calendar. Like, so yeah, it's definitely grown. I think the quality in the pitch has gotten better. You see that with the players that the league is producing, and the clubs manage to get in each year. Like, so it definitely is, and hopefully it can continue to grow. Like, and we'll have a fantastic product as a league again.
Just looking ahead to the Bows game, you know, it's difficult for Bows because they've lost a couple of players over the year and they're having to rebuild. When you look across now, you know, from the top of the league, and you see Bows and you know, they were in the European places last year, do you think they pose any less of a challenge, or is it just a derby day that the form goes out the window?
Definitely just a derby day. Form goes out the window. It doesn't matter where teams are or what sort of run they are. Like, you're not up for the battle on the day, you can get turned over just as easy, and I know that from experience on both sides. And just to go back, like I say, like Keith and Trevor do a fantastic job every year rebuilding. The team said he always seemed to lose the best players, but they seem to find some gems and settle again the team again. So it'd be no different. I think they'll settle again this year. Probably take them a bit longer, but that's naturally going to happen with the amount of players that they lose, and they'll be really strong again. Like, so we can't take our eye off the ball. This is a really good Bowes team, and they've got some really good players in there. We need to be ready for them.
Obviously, Gavin Mazunu, formerly of Rovers, has just made his move to Southampton in what is, I suppose, an ideal transfer for Rovers in terms of the financial windfalls that may come from that. But if you look at Gavin and maybe his journey, and I know he's still very much connected here at the football club, for every young player coming up, and obviously, like I said, you're an experienced player now, is that the ideal way, the ideal pathway to English football, the fact that Gavin was still here playing with Shamrock Rovers at an older age and getting first team experience in the league?
I think so. I think that's a really big selling product of our league as well. If you can be successful or at a league of our own club and play senior football and still manage to go across as a relatively young man, you're miles ahead of people in the academy. As I say, like, when you go out, the people think you go out to England at 16, that, like, right, I've made it, like, but you're actually in an academy for a couple of years, and you need to develop, you need to kick on, and by the time you're 23, you could be back home without never kicking the ball for the first time. Where he likes it, Gavin. I think Gavin had nearly 10, like, double figures under his belt before he went away, and he was a man. He really was, and he played men's football. He had that experience, and he went over there and he just excelled in the youth teams. And before you know it, he was out on loan playing first-team football. And I think it's a great opportunity for any young player who's looking to have aspirations of playing abroad at a really high level, that they can play first-team football here. They'll be prepared for so much more going over there.
And obviously, just the makeup of the squad, you have a lot of players like Jack Byrne, Chris McCann that have been away. Do you think that also helps people, that, you know, you've spoken there about the progression of the league in the last 5 years? You have a lot of players now with experience of playing in England, and Scotland and not more than your manager as well. Do you think, say, Shamrock Rovers is in the perfect position now to help develop those next generation of players and maybe have someone like a Gavin Bazunu that also adds a big financial windfall years later?
Yeah, well, hopefully, as you say, we have some great pros there and some great players with experience of playing abroad, so who better to learn off and to learn experiences about going over there than the players that you've mentioned here, likes of Jack, the likes of Borky, likes of Chris, like, played at really high levels, Rory as well, played at really high levels, so to kind of pull their ear and ask them about the experience they had over there and what it took, and to be trained with them every day, like, they obviously really top high quality players who've made a living over there across the water as well. So it's a great opportunity for young players to learn off the players that we have here.
Game on. Football.